Are you aware maybe there's a possibility of simply recognizing that awareness is already here? Already aware? What is obvious? With awareness, some experience is connected with that awareness. Perhaps there can be a sense of already aware and experience already known. Awareness doing its job, doing what it does. We don't do awareness. We don't make awareness do what it does, recognizing experience. Awareness does that. Awareness awares. What does it aware? Experience. Body sensation. Sounds. Emotions. Thoughts. awareness awares. Often our most familiar way of recognizing awareness is because it is connecting with experience. We're often more aware of the experience than the recognition of being aware. Are you aware? What's the attitude, the relationship with what's happening? As we explore this relationship, this attitude, Nisha has been using the phrase taking care of the meditating mind. This curiosity about how the mind is receiving experience. It begins to help us to be curious about awareness. How is awareness being influenced? Wanting something to happen, wanting something to stop happening, or delusion, confusion, or maybe that okayness. No problem. This exploration of how we are begins to help us to see, help us to kind of step into, become aware of being aware. Are you aware? Awareness will take care of knowing the objects, the experiences. Are you aware? becoming aware that we're aware, it's not a kind of turning around to try to look at awareness. It's more of a sense of maybe broadening to what's here with experience. What's allowing experience to be known? Awareness. Our minds have the capacity to recognize awareness. Sometimes there'll be a little more interest. Our conditioning will create a little more interest in the experience of awareness, the experience that awareness is having. Sometimes there'll be more interest in the sights or the sounds or the body sensations or the emotions. And sometimes there can be more interest in just recognizing the awareness itself. Do you know that you're aware? Simply recognizing that we may not know exactly how we know we're aware, but we know that we are aware. That's sufficient. No need to try to figure out what is this awareness, just receiving that knowing. I know that I'm aware. Awareness is known. As the mind becomes more familiar with the experience of awareness itself, we start to see that there's not one experience that feels like being aware. There are a lot of different ways awareness meets experience, and that experience of awareness can have different flavors. Some of it has to do with how awareness is receiving experience. Sometimes it feels like awareness is receiving one experience after another, kind of a flow from one thing to another, a sound, a breath, a body sensation, another breath. a thought, a kind of a sense of this flow of attention from one experience to another. Sometimes feels like the awareness is following the attention, shifting, moving, sometimes it feels like the awareness is just still, no movement. And that flow of objects is just coming in to awareness. Sometimes it doesn't feel like a flow at all. It feels like almost jumping from one experience to another. Experience popping in and disappearing. Sometimes there can be a sense of focus, the awareness connecting with an experience and just kind of landing with that, staying with one experience for a while. It can feel narrow, focused on one experience, or broad, taking in many things at the same time. The experience of recognizing awareness has many flavors. Are you aware? How is it to be aware? How is awareness working right now? Relax. This is not something to try to do. It's more relax and let it reveal itself. Are you aware? Sometimes the attention will naturally gravitate to the experience or the object, the sound, the body sensation. That's okay. You don't have to try to step back to see the awareness. Maybe just begin to recognize that the there can be the recognition of awareness itself sometimes, and sometimes more of the recognition of the object. The mind can know either one or both sometimes together. Aware that we are aware and what awareness knows. together. How is it right now? While our minds have the capacity to recognize that we are aware, our more conditioned habit is to notice what we are aware of, be more involved in the object, the experience itself, to notice perhaps the details of experience. That part of our experience is often a little more obvious than the quality of being aware. And I think also in many cultures, I think certainly in the West, many of the Western cultures, that emphasis on the what is pretty strong. And so we're trained, our education, everything is asking us to really pay attention. And paying attention has some, you know, has the awareness, but the pay attention doesn't mean notice that you're aware. It means notice what you're aware of. And so that habit has been conditioned into us, and we're not so taught. I mean, I know I wasn't really taught to notice that I was aware. And so this can be something, and also the other piece of it is that it's kind of like, we might have said this in the hall at one point, it's kind of like the, you know, like the water, the air we breathe. It's so there so much of the time. That experience of being aware is kind of like the air we breathe. It's hard to notice because it's so close. And yet we can notice it. There is this capacity. Our minds have this capacity to recognize awareness is here. I know that I'm aware. And this is not something to do so much. Sayadaw would talk about this quite a bit, and I'd try to do it. And, you know, he would say, you know, this isn't something to do. You might notice this. You might become aware that you're aware. Talking about it, and he talked about it a lot. Talking about it kind of helped. Kind of like that interest that he points to, you know, just that kind of bringing things into the mind with this kind of interest helps the mind to be able to recognize something that's there, but perhaps not seen or felt or experienced before. It's not creating it. It's kind of helping the mind to reveal it to us. And so it feels to me often like, you know, we talk about being aware from the very beginning. Are you aware? You know, that question may begin to evoke that interest in what is it? What is awareness? And it's like we kind of stumble into the experience at some point. Oh, that's what they mean. And sometimes in that stumbling into, it seems so clear and so obvious. It's like, oh, I can do that. And sometimes we can kind of incline back to That recognition. Oh, yeah, awareness is here. Almost like the memory of what it was like can kind of can be here now, and it can help us to recognize, oh, yeah, I'm aware now. Awareness is here. Or that question can kind of spark that. There's one time at Shui Yu Min where there was a particular flavor of awareness that I began to recognize. A new flavor for me, a flavor of awareness, with the object. It's like there was the knowing of the awareness and the clarity of knowing the object together. Sometimes when we're aware of awareness, it almost feels like the objects are a little receded, kind of like we're surrounded by cotton balls or something, and yet we know that we're aware. But this was a different kind. It was like such clarity of the object and such clarity of knowing the awareness. And I tried to make it happen. I gave myself such a headache. And I went and reported to Sayadaw. I mean, it's kind of like that feeling of, oh, this is what he's been talking about. You know, this kind of the awareness of both awareness and object. This is what he's been talking about. This is what I'm supposed to do. And I tried to do it and just gave myself a headache. And I went and reported this all to Sayadaw. And he kind of laughed. He said, don't try to do it. And just notice when it happens. He also pointed to, you know, just noticing when we can know awareness, when we know awareness. Just notice the awareness of the awareness and when it's awareness of object. It's kind of analogous to that shift between seeing and looking. Aware of that receiving and aware when the attention kind of shifts to the qualities of the object. So just know that the attention can shift between, it's like the mind can be more aware that we are aware. Sometimes it's more aware of the object. Sometimes it lands in this middle place where it's aware of both. And don't try to make any of it happen. Just notice how the mind is working. How the awareness is working. I find sometimes that the first way we taste that experience or stumble into that experience of recognizing awareness, you know, it can be kind of cool, you know, it's kind of like, wow, that's amazing. And so we think that's what it's supposed to be like. That's the experience I'm going for. And as I pointed to a little bit during the formal sitting where we were sitting together, there's so many different ways it can feel. That flowing feeling of following the attention, that experience has settled back and just things arising in this still awareness. Sometimes it feels flowy, sometimes it feels jumpy or like popcorn. Sometimes it feels focused, sometimes it feels broad. Sometimes there's a clarity of knowing the object, and sometimes there's no idea what the object is. So it feels so many different ways. If we're looking for one particular experience, we may miss that awareness is actually working in some other way entirely. So just, how is it for you? Same instruction over and over again. Are you aware and what is here? Noticing the relationship. Just how is it now? Right now. right now. So there's a little time for a few questions, if there's any questions. And again, those of you in the walking hall, if you have a question, you're welcome to come in, remembering that that's okay. Kumi, Hari, could you bring the mic? Yeah, thank you.
So I'm looking at the branches of the redwood tree and seeing it. Then I go a little beyond and I see the tree where the branches come from, and I feel into it and kind of feel into it.
Feel into the seeing, or?
I feel into the tree.
Oh, you feel into the tree, okay.
And the whole liveness.
Make sure you hold the mic here.
Whole liveness of the whole. Okay. That is a kind of awareness, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. and the what you're noticing there too is kind of how you're experiencing it, right? So a flavor of almost an integration, maybe a sense of the mind being very big, taking in the whole of the experience.
Becoming one.
That, yes, that quality of the object and the awareness kind of together there. Yeah. Yeah. That one's that kind of description of like the awareness and the object. There's a clarity of knowing that you're aware and what you're aware of together. It feels very much like that oneness. And that's not the only way it feels, you know, that so that's an important piece. It feels really good that, oh, oneness. Oh, this is what I'm going for. Oneness. Sometimes our awareness is very clear of the difference between the experience of between the awareness and the object. It's very clear that they're not the same. And so it feels like a separation sometimes. And that's not, it's not like that's a problem of a way to be aware. It's just like that sometimes our mind discerns that these things are happening together. And sometimes it discerns the different qualities of the awareness and the object. So it's important not to, like, it's fine to notice that experience when it's happening, but then not to say preference it or think, oh, gee, it feels like there's a separation. That means I must have some kind of aversion. You know, that kind of idea can come up. It feels like there's a distance, so I must be like holding it at a distance. And sometimes it's just the mind recognizing there's a difference between them. You can check the mind. You can check the attitude. Is there a pushing away? Or is it balanced? Is the heart open? And likewise, with that kind of integrated experience, there can be some greed in there. It's like, ooh, that feels really good. So just noticing what's there. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
First of all, thank you. That was very helpful for me, what you just said in Kumi's statement. I have just been chewing on something you said yesterday, and I thought I understood the concepts to a certain extent of self and no, not self. Well, you were talking about worrying yesterday, and that worrying is not self. And if worrying was self, then you'd be able to just. I got lost, and I was wondering if you could maybe speak more to that and what you meant by that.
So the Buddha's instructions, one of the kind of ways in, he pointed to not self, you know, the understanding of not self, is that often the sense of self, or we have the belief that with the sense of self. There's different flavors of a sense of self, so I'll say that to start with. But there's one particular flavor that's like the sense of the agent, the one who does things, who chooses things, who decides things. And the Buddha pointed to that flavor in terms of, you know, what we would say is control, like, you know, so that phrase, you know, our mental formations are not self. If mental formations were self, it would be possible to say of them, may you be thus, may you not be thus. So, you know, if worrying were self, if it were something that had that agency, it would be possible to say, oh, I'm not going to worry right now. And so we sometimes think because we can't stop worrying, you know, because we can't control what's going on in our mind, that it's a problem, that we're at fault somehow, that I must be doing something wrong. I haven't learned how to control my mind. And the Buddha is saying, it's not controllable. It's because it's not self that it's not controllable. It's not a failing. It's not a personal failing that you can't stop these things going on in your mind. They're conditioned. That you can't just flip a switch and say, I'll have the mind be like this, thank you very much. Oh, wouldn't that be great? We could all be enlightened instantly. But it is, so that's one piece of the aspect of self. And so often we do, with respect to our emotions, our mental formations, somebody asked the question, you know, did I say that mindfulness is a mental formation? Yes, mindfulness is a mental formation. It is one of those activities of mind that kind of functions. It does things. So, you know, I said awareness awares. We don't do the awareness. When awareness arises, that mental activity has the function of recognizing experience in the present moment as experience in the present moment. Worrying worries. We don't worry. Worrying arises and does the job of agitating and confusing us and trying to figure things out. And it's almost like after the fact we attribute, it's like, oh, the mind is doing that. I must be doing it. So we apply that sense of self in a way to the experience. And the Buddha says that's just it's a mistaken perception, essentially. So that's one of the flavors of not self, is that sense of agency. And that's the one he was pointing to, that I was pointing to yesterday through that section of the Buddha's teaching.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.